this might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Memory Heart.
Wow. You are in, honestly, between your non-brand name bottle of water and your Airbnb, you look like you just entered the witness protection program in Key West.
Yes. Yes, I certainly do.
Wow.
A bit of a shift from being in Brooklyn. We are now down in Florida visiting family, and it is quite honestly Florida.
Yeah. You know, you've got a teal, could be from a local Home Goods picture of a beach behind you.
Yep. Literally everything has shells on it. Everything has shells on it everywhere. Also, I bought this hat.
I like it. Tell me all about it.
I bought this hat at Marshall's like 2 days ago when we were down here because I had this maroon trucker hat that I love very much. But Elliot pointed out that down here, it looks like a MAGA hat.
It looked like it could be.
And I've always, I'm like, it's maroon. Oh, I'm not even going to.
Don't risk that.
I'm not even going to play with that. Wow. So yeah, went and got a sensible Smokey the Bear, We Can Prevent Forest Fires green hat. And
okay.
Yeah, just got off of a boat, quite literally.
You texted me this morning. You were like, hey, the boat's running long. I mean, look at you living your best life.
Elliot's parents have a boat. I did not grow up with a boat. I have no.
Is he rich?
Boat life. I mean, no, they are fine. Definitely, okay. You know, they're middle of the road, I guess.
All right.
I do love, though, that in the Airbnb we're staying, I'm looking at across the way, the house across the way has a sign that says protect trans kids. So that's pretty fun.
You're with good people. You're on the good side of Florida, maybe.
Yeah. But anyway, his parents have a boat that they took us out on one time, like when I first came here, when we first started dating. And then they took us out today. And boats are boats, but I am hilariously like not a boat person. I mean, I love, no. It's totally fun. However, we did see dolphins. And I saw a freaking stingray jump out of the water. I've never seen that in my entire life.
They jump?
Apparently, both me and Elliot's mom saw it. And I was like, I don't know what this means that me and her saw it and no one else saw it on this whole boat.
Here's what's so crazy. Two things. I think that's how Steve Irwin died.
By a stingray jumping?
I think one jumped out and got him.
Yeah,
Don't fact check me. They'll roll in the comments.
Impossible to find out.
How do those pancakes launch themselves?
I don't know. I was like, that looks like someone just threw a big wet weighted blanket into the water. Yeah. I didn't understand what was happening until Elliot's mom was like, that was a stingray. I've never seen like one do that before. And I was like, what? I saw that too.
She lives in Florida, has a boat, and that was still the first time she saw it. Girl, you're magic. You're a magic token.
I don't know what's going on. But it's been, I've had like the most Florida day so far. So.
I'm jealous. Well, look, beside me, those who are watching my video, I got two little stinkers.
Oh my God, they're so cute.
Chip got back last night. Oh, he woke up. Chip got back last night, so it was a Monday. So obviously, we hadn't seen each other in 5 weeks.
That's
so
wild.
We partied.
Well, yeah, you got to make up for lost time. And the two of you together, come on now.
We're psychos.
Two of you, when you guys get excited, it's so romantic, honestly. It's so cute that you texted me. I was like, well, I'm trying to get out of, finish with this lunch and run back. You're like, Chip got home last night, so I'm just waking up. And I was like, that's so cute.
We went hard in the paint. And by paint, I mean gin. Yeah. We had a great little time just listening to music because I told you, and I've said it on the podcast because I was like, please someone hook me up. We're going to a day in Coachella.
Oh, right.
Not Coachella, Bonnaroo.
Right. Yeah, that's it. My brain heard that, but also I was like, Coachella? Because that's going on right now.
This is how you know I'm too old to be attending anything. I just mix them up. We'll talk about that. But so we're going to a day on Bonnaroo because he really wants to see the DJ Fred again.
Okay.
And this is like his only U.S. date that's scheduled.
Okay.
But then Meg Thee Stallion is going to be there. But then we also like spent last night like looking through the lineup and like listening to some other peeps.
Yeah, yeah.
And having cocktails. And now it's a Tuesday and I feel like it's... I feel like it's March 18th in college, the day after St. Patty's Day. I feel worse for wear.
I was just I was just at lunch with Elliot's family and like their friends who are all, they're all retired or like very recently retired or just about retired. And it was just like, oh, we're all sitting on a Tuesday and everyone's getting cocktails. And I'm like, time is money, guys. I have a job to do. Okay. I need to go back and talk to my good friend about, I don't know, nothing.
Absolutely. Honestly, based on the notes I have for this podcast, absolutely nothing. This is full comfort podcast background noise as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I'm in a hard place. And the thing is too, I have so much to do today. Like I couldn't have planned this worse. And also, which I'm looking forward to, it's my friend Soren's birthday, who you've met before.
Yes.
And his best friend slash neighbor is Steve, who, you know, for those listening who are super fans, you know that Grace and I, oh my God, how do I turn off? Did you hear that? How do I turn off the noises on my phone? Okay.
Oh, I've
connected my new phone to the iMessages on this phone and I don't know how to turn it off. I'm so old.
We look like two boomers right now.
I'm like, I'm going to Coachella. People are like, it literally just ended. Anyway, tonight is Soren's birthday and Steve was like, let's go do something fun. So we're going to Hibachi and Steve has never been to Hibachi. I'm going with a Hibachi virgin to Hibachi.
That blows my mind about Steve.
Do you know how much pressure it is to choose a Hibachi place for someone who's never experienced it? Like, I'm going to be sitting there watching the Hibachi chef being like, why didn't you make the fried rice heartbeat?
Right. It is really like a, you got to hope for the best. You got to hope they're on. You got to hope that they're not having any sort of emotional night, that they're like in the flow zone.
That's what I'm saying. We're getting the Tuesday Hibachi guys. Yeah. We're not getting the Friday, Saturday night ones.
Yeah.
I'm truly going to be there like, you know, at the hostess stand, like, give me your wackiest.
Yeah. Give me one that wanted to zhuzh up the routine a little bit with some of his own one-liners.
Give me the guy who definitely just smoked a joint by the dumpsters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and went wild. Because, you know, we've done Hibachi in my backyard twice.
Yeah.
First guy was out of control. Yeah. He had a mustard bottle with a fake string. Remember, Chips on, he actually poured mustard on him? Yeah.
Those props were wild.
He had the little guy who you pull down his pants and he like pisses oil. Like, it was crazy.
I forgot that. Yeah. It was like a carrot top of Hibachi.
It truly was.
Props everywhere.
And the next guy we get, Stoneface. He acted like he was auditioning for Top Chef. So I'm like, actually, like, I've got stage fright for the Hibachi chef in honor of, I'm like, that volcano better be going wild.
Yep. Shrimp tails better be flying everywhere.
I mean, in hats, in mouths, all over the place. So I'm really excited because I'm hungover and I'm like, oh, I know I'm about to pig out later.
Yeah, and you're kind of the best or the worst audience for Hibachi. Just being like, you're going to be so into it.
I know. I'm really going to be, it's going to be bad. I'm going to be full dance moms.
Oh, that'll be great. I'm so excited for you. Let us obviously know how it goes.
I will. You know I will.
Well, speaking of like Steve, so we were just in New York for like a trip. We walked all around Brooklyn one day. Like, we saw a bunch of like friends, and I got to see my uncle who lives in New York, and it was really sweet.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and one day we just got to spend the afternoon walking around Brooklyn, and I took Elliot to my old apartment.
I saw your post. It made me emotional.
Oh, my God. I got so emotional walking through Brooklyn. I was just like, there's so many memories here. And I was giving him like the tour de panic attack of Grace Helbig, that I was like, this is where I put my hands in the ice in front of the Dunkin' Donuts when I jumped off the subway because I was having a panic attack. This is like the subway stop where I saw a homeless man masturbating and looking at me in the eyes for the first time.
We all have that stop, baby.
Exactly. Yeah. And
for the first time.
For the first time. And I realized, like, that's a thing that can happen.
That's a thing.
Okay.
You're an adult woman now, and that's a thing that's going to happen to you.
Yeah. Wow. The world is not on my side
fucked
all the
up.
Time. Yeah. And then we went to Double Windsor, you know, the bar that
it still exists.
It's still there and popping. It was so crowded. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it was still there, and it was as
crowded
as it was.
The amount of Bloody Marys we've had there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Wow. A perfect emoji for this
celebration station.
Hungry Root is the easiest way to eat healthy. They send you fresh, high-quality groceries, simple recipes, and essential supplements. It's like your personal assistant for healthy living. We all know that Grace Helbig is trying to treat her body better and eat a little healthier, and Hungry Root makes it so easy to do. All you do is you take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your personal health goals, what you like to eat, and more. Then they'll build a personalized cart with all of your grocery needs for the week and give you delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to use. Each order is fully customizable, so you can take their suggestions or you can choose anything you want. They've got fresh produce, high quality meat and seafood, healthy snacks, smoothies, sweets, ready to eat meals, kids snacks and meals, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. Our last order, we had this grilled chicken sweet kale salad that you could put together in like less than 3 minutes. It was absolutely delicious. It also came with this turkey and brie Thanksgiving sandwich, which you made in 5 minutes, but it tasted like you took all of Thanksgiving day to make it. It was incredible. It gives you the feeling of being an independent chef with the support of all of the ingredients ready to go. So if you are interested, right now Hungry Root is offering This Might Get Weird listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. You just go to hungryroot.com/TMGW to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. Again, that's hungryroot.com/TMGW. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you. But it was so, so sweet. And I didn't realize how much happened in that period of time there. It was so wild. I was just
buzzed the apartment and see who lived there. Just kidding. I hate when people are like, let's knock on the house.
Oh my God.
So you used to live there. I'm like, you're going to get shot.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, no, there's absolutely nothing I need from this place right now. I do not need to go inside. I do not need to see anyone. In fact, I hope that no one sees me taking a photo of this building right now and standing out front of it.
And also the amount of times, it's so funny because when I think about our time in Brooklyn, I was talking to Jacqueline about it.
Yeah.
It's like, I lived there from 2005 to 2013. And it's like, Uber did not exist.
Exactly. Exactly.
So like you were either hailing a cab or you were calling a car service. Continental was the one I always called in Brooklyn. Like we said at the same time, she's like, what's that car service? And we both were like, Continental. It's like, it was universal that like you called this car service to pick you up if you were like feeling like treating yourself that day. Oh. And it was just like underground Uber.
Yeah, exactly. Or I was like telling him like, and this is where I picked up like a ironing board on my way home, blackout drunk, thinking I could walk 2 miles from my friend's house.
Well, that's what I was just gonna say, is like all those You Deserve a Drinks that were filmed in that apartment, like when I think about it, there was not like a direct, our subway lines didn't link up.
No.
And there were no car services. So I just walked like a mile and a half with like 20 pounds of booze.
Yeah.
Every week.
I remember you texting me just being like, thank God the curve of the street goes down on my way back home because I'm just pushing forwards.
I mean, the amount of drunk walking I did in that neighborhood. That's so sweet that you went over and saw it.
Yeah, it was super cute because it's like not an area of Brooklyn that you like would normally go to hang out, but it was really, really nice. And it was just like, oh man, it was this like huge moment
of
nostalgia and like gratitude of being like, wow, we were really kind of like reckless and like creatively reckless in such an exciting way. Like I remember that time period being just like, so you're just so hungry for achievement and so hungry for like recognition in any way and to get like art out there that I was like, wow, this is just like so reminiscent of a time, not to get too deeper.
I love
sappy.
This girl, you look, you retired the Not Too Deep podcast. Get deep, bitch.
Well, it's also like I was thinking too how Instagram only came out Like,
yeah.
I remember maybe the year before I moved to Los Angeles, and I remember someone convincing me that I had to get Instagram, and I was like, okay. But like before that, the photos of that time period are like kind of few and far between, because it was like whoever had a digital camera that uploaded mm-hmm. it to Facebook, or a few people that were like amateur photographers that would take yep. photos. So there's like, there's more video of that time on YouTube it's than true. I think there were actual like photos of it. So I was like trying, like your head creates these flashbacks, but to me they're all in video form and not in like photo form. So no, it was just like,
it's totally true. Okay. Two things.
Yeah.
One, when you're talking about that, I've seen like some stuff online where it's like, you know, we've talked before how like the very younger generations, if you will, they'll have like Instagram profiles with like one photo.
Yeah.
Like they're just like, and people, it's so funny, millennials, the memes that'll be like, don't tell them we used to upload 87 photos yeah. from just night at a bar.
Yes.
Like with yes. with the blurry ones.
Yes.
Like there are albums on Facebook where it's literally, I'm gonna say 42 photos of just me like drunk on one couch.
Yes.
On the bar.
Yeah. I think I had a camera at one point and took photos of like, we had a house party at our apartment, and I'm like, I can take photos, watch it. And they're just like not good. But it was like, I'm the only one here with a camera. Okay, here come the memes. But
oh,
it's also,
my God.
It's just like a time where it was interesting to post about it and to see everyone react to like, it is so nostalgic now.
Yeah.
Like it really does thrust you into like this current age in a weird way that I was like, wow, this is a long time ago. And there was just like, yeah. And there was so much like, we had no idea what we were doing.
No one had any idea. We were making videos and doing our thing and having no idea like what it would become.
Yeah.
If it was going to be significant in whatsoever. I saw another thing online that I'm like kind of living for mm-hmm. where now it's like Gen Z. What's below Gen Z? I don't even know where it cuts off.
Alpha,
I feel like saying
or something.
Something like that. Where they're getting into the show Girls and people are posting stuff that's like there's been things on TikTok where people go, I take back everything I've said about millennials. Like all I want to do is live in Brooklyn in like 2010.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like this. They were like, I take it all back. I just want to be sweaty with no yeah. Instagram, dancing in a bar in fucking yep. Bushwick. And I'm like, yes, thank yeah. you. Put some respect on our name.
Yes.
We did all that without documenting it. We yeah. just simply documented stuff and put it on YouTube. Everything else you never fucking saw. Grace and I yep. have full relationships y'all didn't know about, bitch.
I know. There was this like double agent kind of yeah. mystique going on of being like, we're going to do this secret nerdy YouTube thing, and then we're going to try and be like cool young Brooklyn girls in the comedy scene, legit. So it's just like
God.
So many different memories from like so many, yeah, things going on.
I love
on.
It. Oh, yeah. yeah. Just very totally wreck. I love that I'm like, oh, we were so reckless. I mean, while I'm like, I'm hungover on a Tuesday for part. Like the only difference is like now I have a Roth IRA and two tiny dogs beside
yes.
me. Like that's
yes.
the biggest difference. I'm still like, I'm going to Hibachi tonight.
I know.
I'm trying to write a script later. It's exactly the fuck. I'm doing this with you instead of yep. on a live stream.
Yes. That's what I was like. Some things have changed,
Hurricane
but
hangout.
So much is the same. Yeah. And mm-hmm. I was like, this is just wild. Very cool. Very like emotional in a very tender way. So it was like a very nice trip to New York. It was really fun.
Is the movie theater still by your old apartment?
Yeah, there's the movie theater. It's called Nighthawk. That's right there.
Oh, Nighthawk.
Yeah.
They serve booze.
Yeah.
They do like the full food. But when it was when you were there, it was just called like, I don't know, Pavilion Park something. And that's yeah. the place that I went and saw a movie by myself on like a random weekday.
Yeah.
With a beer.
Yeah.
I remember it was Couples Retreat starring Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau, I do believe. And it was me and like another couple a couple and a rat ran past me at
yeah.
that movie theater. And I
yep.
stood up with my beer on
yep.
the chair and walked across the chairs and was just like, a rat just went by
yep.
and they stayed.
Yeah, no, that
and
was...
And that is why I will not live in New York.
But that was the same movie theater that Michelle and I went with you to see a Twilight movie, and we all got 40s, and it was like a weekday, and that was the first time I like really connected that you can just bring booze into a movie theater. Yeah. I was like, this is so cool. Oh my God. I don't give a shit about this movie. We're drinking beer in the middle of the day in this dark room. We are the coolest girls that have ever existed.
We're just a bunch of baddies. Just a bunch of baddies. Okay. Yeah. I have no idea what I've done the last week.
Yeah, this has been a whirlwind. I would tell you, this is like, I've gone from not socializing to like socializing. And so I'm like needing to relax after this is done.
Are you gonna need to go like into your crypt and not talk to anyone?
Yeah, honestly, like we're it's sounds really nice that we're seeing like Elliot's family and all that, but I have like a social bandwidth that now literally I'll hit a point where like I just look at Elliot and I'm like, I need to leave now. Like yeah. I have no, like it was so sweet. We were seeing his parents the first night we were here, and they invited like their neighbors in to like say hi, and we had just like landed here, and at one point I like had to tell Elliot, like I was like, I have literally nothing to say, can you please
me before every podcast
say something to these really kind people. I was just like, I'm so brain dead right now. I haven't been this brain dead in social conversation in so long. But it was really, we went to a musical.
Michael Buckley suggested one, right? And then you went.
Yeah, he suggested Six, which is, he was like, it's poppy, it's fun.
That's the name of it. I thought you meant six different musicals.
I mean, pretty much, yeah. He recommended a lot, which was fantastic. I asked Michael Buckley for recommendations. He gave me like a dissertation, and I was like so thankful of all of it.
Love it.
And Six is like the story of Henry VIII's like six ex-wives. But it's like, they're like.
I love this.
Yeah, but they're
are
like
they ghosts?
They're like a girl group in a way. It's like modern and poppy, but also obviously entirely referential, and it's like,
wow,
it's so like girl power. So I was like, oh, Elliot, I didn't realize it'd be like so girl power, but he loved it. It was so fun. There was a kid next to me on his Nintendo Switch the entire show.
Stop it. Death to all of them.
The like usher came out and told him like three times to stop using it,
oh,
and he just
God.
Sat there and waited for the guy to leave and then pulled it out again.
That
and
gives
I was
me
like,
so much anxiety.
Yeah, I know. I was like so close to just being like, can you please stop? But it was like a young kid, so I was like, and his parents were sitting in front of him, so they couldn't
see.
So they
had no idea.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not gonna
tap the parents. I know. Tap the parents.
Hello. But yeah, musicals are so fun. I forgot how fun musicals are. It was great. If anyone's looking for a musical to go to, it was all
non-spawn.
But man, when people can sing, it is just the most amazing thing ever. I was just like, my face hurt from smiling the whole time. Aww. The music's great. Their voices are fantastic. It is quick, which is also a plus. So,
we
fun.
We love that. Okay. I have so many questions. Is Elliot into theater? I feel like he probably
did. Yeah, he
did
went
it.
To a performing arts high school. But
there we go.
He also, like me, can't sing. So he likes performing, likes theater to a degree,
right.
But got into obviously comedy instead. So we're like in the same boat where he like appreciates musicals, but he's not.
You were
like
in the same boat about an hour ago.
About not an hour and a half ago. Yeah. He likes musicals, but he's not a musical theater person.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get that. Totally. I mean, we can't all be. Oh, God damn it. What was the musical theater person on Drag Race?
Plasma.
Plasma.
Yeah.
We can't all be plasma. But what was I going to say? Oh, but speaking of Elliot and singing.
Yeah.
Have you heard that song? It's all over TikTok. That's like, and when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it. Another Maybe. Version of me. Da, da, da. It's like huge.
Okay.
It's a very popular song. Okay. I was hoping you had heard it, so
no.
This would be a shock
it
to you.
It sounds familiar, but
and
no.
When I'm back in Chicago, I feel. I'm
yeah,
just gonna
okay.
Sing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
You know who sings it?
Who?
Joe Keery, the guy who gives Elliot vibes on Stranger Things.
Oh, really?
Yes. What? He has a whole alter ego that's a singer.
Wow. Wow. Pick a lane, buddy.
Save some for the rest of us, yeah, Mitch.
Yeah. And if you're going to be able to sing, which some of us can't, then don't act.
Then look, don't act.
I'm kind of cosplaying as him right now.
You absolutely are. I'm just like, when someone told me that, because I was jamming on that song, and then I heard that, and I was like, wait a second.
Damn.
You're allowed to do that?
Damn.
Did you do that?
People are, and look at us. Just looking back fondly on our times trying creativity and then looking down on a young person trying creativity.
No. We'll have none of that. Anywho.
Absolutely not.
I've been having a good 24 hours because my favorite North Carolina / Southeast chain.
Yeah.
Fast food chain, Bojangles, has announced it's coming to LA.
Whoa. Okay, what's the deal with Bojangles?
Bojangles biscuits, baby.
Biscuits. Okay.
Bojangles is the place that I would like skip class to go get breakfast.
Wow.
It's like egg and cheese biscuits, sausage, egg and cheese biscuits, fried chicken biscuits, dirty rice, Cajun fries. Like,
what's in dirty rice? What makes it dirty?
Seasoning.
Okay, got it.
There's probably some meat in there. Okay. I think I couldn't eat the dirty rice, but like a good like breakfast biscuit is something that this city is severely lacking.
Such a
that's me declaring my run for mayor.
Overheard in LA. God.
Yeah, everything else is like, hey, have you started trying sea moss? I'm like, the biscuit game in this town is a shambles.
Wow. So Bojangles is coming to Los Angeles. Where
it's coming
in
to
LA?
Los Angeles. I don't know. I think they've announced like a bunch of locations to be coming in 2025 or something like that. We all know that there are things in life you just have to compromise on, okay? Maybe you like an apartment and it's in your budget, but there's an upstairs neighbor who plays the drums incessantly. Or maybe you go to the grocery store that is always out of the everything bagel seasoning that you love, but it's just closer than the other one. But when it comes to your health, guys, there is no compromise. So don't go back to that one doctor who uses your appointment to catch up on the latest headline or do their crossword puzzle just because they're available right now or they take your slightly sketchy insurance. Instead, go to ZocDoc, baby. That's the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable, have real people reviews, listen to you, prioritize your health, and you find them quickly and conveniently and in your network. All right? You can search by location, availability. Maybe you're like, man, I really need to get to the dentist tomorrow. My teeth are falling out. Well, don't worry. You can go on ZocDoc right now and probably find a dentist who's going to look at them teeth today. I have used ZocDoc all the time. I talk about it. I am not only a person reading their ad, I am also a customer. I have found everyone from an allergist to now a neurologist to a dentist to a gynecologist, all that jazz on ZocDoc. And most of the time, you guys, I find them for the next day. Because let's be honest, when I think about doing something good for myself, like going to the doctor, there's a short window of time that my attention is on it. So I like to book it within 24 hours, and that's easy to do with ZocDoc, baby. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search, compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. They're all verified with reviews from actual real patients, okay? They ain't no bots on this baby. So if you would like to try it yourself, and I recommend you should, go to ZocDoc.com/weird and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That is ZocDoc.com/weird. ZocDoc.com/weird, baby.
Amazing.
But it made me hopeful because you know what I also think the city needs?
What?
Waffle House.
Oh, yeah. Wait, it doesn't have Waffle House.
There's not a single Waffle House in a city. I mean, it makes sense because it's kind of like, as much as people are like, LA, the night, and I'm sure people are like, partying at all hours.
Yeah.
I remember when we first moved here, talking about nostalgia, being like, you're telling me you can't stay at a bar till 4 a.m?
Oh, I remember.
Like, it blew my mind. I was like, 2 a.m.? What are we, 5?
Girl, I could not go out past 10 p.m. in New York, which is like 7 p.m. technically my time in LA, but I was like turning into a pumpkin hardcore. Mm-hmm. And then I was remembering, wow, how pouty I was when I moved to LA. And I was like, you guys are going to bed at 10 p.m. and not 2 a.m. You don't wear your bodies down to its last bit of energy and hate yourself in the morning for it.
Insane. There was a period of time for like 3 years where I was on a house team at UCB.
Yeah.
We're talking like an hour train ride from where I live. Our rehearsals started at 11.
Yeah, I remember that. I was like, you guys are crazy.
They ended at 2, and then we went to the bar.
Yeah, yeah.
Closed it down, and then would take the train home around 4:30. And this was once a week, at least.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what was I doing? Meanwhile, last night, I'm like off my rocker at... Well, actually, we stayed up till like 2, so I don't even know what I'm talking about. But like my
just
big thing,
partying. Just a series of contradictions.
I mean, truly, this is the like opposites day. It's opposites day. But I was like, this is how crazy I party now. I was like, a couple of drinks in, I was like, Chip, I'm gonna show you my new skincare routine. I was like, this is a nice roller. Okay. This is oil. Smell the oils. There's potent herbs in it. Like, I was like, could not shut the fuck. I was like, let me show you how I lather my neck.
Last night, we were at Ellen's brother and sister-in-law's place. It was so nice. And then I was like, I'm turning into a pumpkin. So he brought me home, and then he went back and hung out with them. And I was nice. Like, ooh. I'm going to go on TikTok because like I never go on TikTok because
girl.
I was like, I'm going to see what this is all about because he and I are always together. So it's like we have a kind of unspoken rule like that. It's rude for no, like if he starts playing videos from his phone or something or I'm doing that, like we'll give each other like a bit to do it before. Like we do have carte blanche to be like, that's annoying me. Like, can you not?
Chip will look at me and be like, scroll break. And we'll be like, scroll break.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, like, no problem scrolling, but it's just an audio. So noise. I don't watch it. Yeah. So I don't ever turn TikTok on because I'm not trying to cause noise pollution. So last night I was like on TikTok and then I was like, all right, this is where Mamrie gets all of the beauty tips. So let me get into these.
I mean, it's clearly working.
It's working. No, we've gotten all the comments. It is working. And I have castor oil in my cart on Amazon. Yes. Which is
I need to get in the castor oil game. I got rosemary oil this week. Yeah. I'm going to start putting on my scalp.
Yeah, yeah. I got big into this one girl. She was like, these are the 4 products you need. They're under $20 and you do not need anything else. And I was like, hell yeah. And then I was like, I got to look into this red light, the wand thing, and then I'm going to be all set.
I showed Chip the wand. I was like, and it's good for rosacea. I was like, you know, they do have the mask, but I slid into DMs and they were on back order. So I got the wand, but I'm thinking of, I just got a red light comb. Like, I'm just over here living in fucking that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer lives across from the chicken place. Like, I'm just zapping myself with red light at all times and being like, make me young.
100%. Yeah. And then, but I was also like 20-30 minutes on TikTok, probably an hour actually.
Honey,
and
then, it can turn into 3 hours.
That's what I mean. And I was like, ooh, this starting to feel bad, starting to feel real bad here. So I got a like a fly on fly trap, like get myself off this sticky paper
right
now.
The only rule you need to have is don't be on TikTok with a computer open because then you will just have an Amazon cart going.
Yeah.
Like closing out the app to open Amazon, you're aware of. But if you've got double screens, honey,
that's what I was doing.
I had a multiple $100 order the other day and I was just like, what have I done?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I had the whole bed to myself. So it was like I had a whole workstation laid out. My laptop was open. I was it was perfect until it started to feel bad. But I'm getting into it. We're getting into our skincare.
I will be so deep in it. I'll be like, bitch, tell me what your nighttime protein snack is. Like, I just, and I'll be like, I've watched what this girl eats at night for an hour and a half.
See, mine are tarot readers. I follow a couple of them and that I really like, but that, so they'll come up in my algorithm and they always start with, if you're seeing this, this is a message that you need. And then that gets me every time. I'm going, yep,
Grace,
here we go. I will watch
Grace,
it.
And snake it, oil.
It's not, honestly, there's nothing to buy after it's done.
I say about this, Grace, it's snake oil. Meanwhile, I'd be like, what brand of snake oil should I buy?
I know, that's
for
what
my
like,
scalp.
Yeah.
Oh God.
But it's
Larry
been,
is waking up. It's so cute.
Hi, Larry. I know I got pictures of Goose at boarding and they're so cute. I'm losing my mind.
Oh, little cutie pie.
I know. I can't wait.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm trying to convince you to rot your brain more. Another thing I get into on TikTok.
Yeah.
Is I don't love this phrase because it just sounds like depression. Mm-hmm. But people will be like, join me as I have a perfect rot day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Rot. Do you know what I'm talking about? Rot days are days where you decide you are doing absolutely nothing and not feeling guilty about it.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, I'm going to, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, that's, I've never heard it called rot day before, but that tracks. Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, I'm going to rot in bed today. And some people will be like, don't call it that because that's like actually for people who are so depressed they can't get out of bed. But it is a slang term now. But regardless of what you want to call it, you can just call it like lazy daisy day.
Yeah.
Watching people be like, hey, this is how I'm setting myself up for a day where I'm absolutely going to reset. I do this like once a week. Shame out of like abs. They're like, I'm watching this. These are my snacks. At 2 p.m., I'm going to do this. Then I'm going to take a shower. At 4, I'm doing this face mask. And I'm just like,
That's literally
for a major Virgo, I'm like, a planned detailed day of lazy is like, I'm getting hard.
That's literally the video I'm about to upload. It's
get out of here. I'm excited.
A day of grace. But it's all about, just one day. And it's honestly so nice because at least because I was gardening for most of it. I wasn't on my phone all day. Like, it's like, I'm going to cook myself dinner. I'm going to do some gardening. I'm going to do laundry. I'm going to give the dog a bath. I'm going to like clean the bathrooms. I'm going to reset all of these things. And it just took me off my phone the entire day. It was so nice.
Wow.
I got to look into this. But I got to look into this by going back on my phone and looking into this.
Well, you know, I got my tiny phone for my birthday, but here's
the
problem.
Yeah, what's the update with that? People have asked about that.
I was going to do tiny phone Sundays.
Right.
Which, honestly, it could be a normal size phone, but it's a phone with no internet on it. The tiny's the best part.
Yeah.
So I'm grieving it because here's the deal. It worked for like a couple weeks and then it didn't work, but it's because it's 2G and literally 2G is obsolete now.
What does that mean?
3G, it's like our phones are like 5G.
Okay.
And it's like what the signal is from the phone towers.
Okay, the satellite signals.
So like literally that signal doesn't exist anymore. That's like the signal from like 10 years ago.
So it doesn't work. Okay.
No, so like T-Mobile had 3G until like a year ago. So it was like, there's no signal. It's not advanced enough. So now I've been Googling tiniest phone that still gets 4G. Because I like pulling out that phone and feeling like Zoolander.
Yeah.
With
half
the vibe, you know? It's
right.
Like, yes, you know, being offline is great. Have you ever pulled out a tiny phone at a bar? That's the joy, baby. This is what we do it for, is the lols.
Yeah,
I still keep it in my purse. It's in my purse right now.
I mean, people have asked and I've forgotten to ask you about it because you haven't brought it up, so I figured something was off about it.
Prison phones that still get service? Yes. My search history is wild. But you've inspired me with your day of grace and talking about not scrolling in front of each other to find a tiny phone, like a phone that would both get a signal and be able to be snuck into a prison through the butt.
Okay.
Those are my two requirements.
I think you can find that. I think that's possible. Keep us posted.
I think so too. Okay, you've inspired me.
I've been offline a bit doing quality time with people in IRL. Has anything
good
happened?
Good for you.
Thank you, but it is exhausting.
I know.
Has anything happened at Coachella? I feel like I opened Instagram to post something and I was like, oh, I didn't even know that it was Coachella weekend.
No doubt reunited.
I did see
Gwen
Stefani. Oh, okay. I saw Gwen Stefani performing with Olivia.
Rodrigo?
Yes, I believe.
I'm fully I love Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah,
I am a 40-year-old woman who is like wants to go see her on tour. I'm like, get it, girl. I'm such a fan.
Yeah,
I'm also a new fan of I don't know how you say her name. Chapel Rowan. Have you seen her?
No, no.
Oh my God. It's like she was transported from the 80s. She's like this crazy redheaded girl from the Midwest who like does this weird, like kind of like, you know, like white makeup. And okay. she's like a more mature, like she's like an Olivia Rodrigo who would say like, fuck, you know what I mean? Well, cool. I guess she does say fuck, but I mean like she'd actually fucks, you know?
Okay.
Anyway, and she's going to be at Bonnaroo the day I'm there. So that's one of the things amazing. I was like showing Chip. But No Doubt Reunited. Can I just say, I'm going to get a lot of, you know what? Let's bring the heat in the comments.
Okay.
Probably one of my exes. Let's mix it up. Gwen Stefani's voice is bad.
Oh, is it? Okay. You mean like it always has
in
been?
In general.
Oh.
I just feel like she has built and like go girl.
Yeah.
She also like, she's very into appropriating cultures. But besides that, I don't know if anyone has made a bigger career for themselves for someone who I don't think is a good singer. It's all vibes.
Maybe
like,
that's
good for her. She's really stretched it out.
I mean, she's talking about branding. Like she has branded herself so well and the longevity of it all. When she got with that country guy, that shocked me. And that's what made
Blake.
Yeah. When they got together and I was like, oh, their branding is just the facade. It's not who they are as people entirely.
Yeah, exactly. I know. You're like,
these are polar opposite people.
Is she not going to beat him up?
Right. Yeah. That guy's not punk rock. Oh, my God.
Okay. So they were there, which I would totally still see in concert, despite me not loving her voice.
Sure.
Just because I mean, like, I remember when I got dumped in eighth grade and it was when Don't Speak came out.
Don't speak.
And I mean, like, I cried into a mirror. I was like,
so Gwen's been there for you.
She's been there for me.
Okay.
That shit is bananas. I saw Doja Cat performed, I think yesterday, who I love. I know she has controversy, but like, I love her music.
Yeah.
And what I kind of loved, at least I'm assuming it was an FU, is like, she gets so much shit online because like, she has like basically a shaved head.
Yeah.
And so she did the whole performance. She was just wearing hair.
Oh, that's so good.
She was just head to toe and like blonde inches, and her whole backup team was too. So at one point, like, they form something and she's sitting on it, and it looks like she's sitting on like a hairy dancing couch.
Okay.
Like, it looks really cool.
Yeah, she's a like a very funny troll in a like that I really enjoy. That it's like not that serious.
Not that serious. I mean, just female rap right now is just so great. I love it. There's a new Cardi B song. I'm all about it. Sorry, all I'm doing is telling you about the one day we're going to Bonnaroo. Meg Thee Stallion's going to be there. Meg Thee Stallion, to me, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Obsessed. Yeah. She is built, like, she looks so good. She got her nursing degree while already famous.
Amazing.
Because
that's
she,
amazing.
Like, took care of her grandma or something, and she was just like, she was just kind of like, yeah, I started this. I'm going to finish it. Fully
incredible.
Like number one on the charts and still going to school.
Wow.
And she's just like, have you ever heard her song about anxiety?
No.
I'm going to send it to you.
Please
like, she
do.
She has a full banger about sometimes I get anxiety. Like it's
great.
So good. I got cold chills. I love life.
Yeah. Wait, so she's going to be at Bonnaroo when you guys were there.
Yeah.
Have you planned your outfit yet?
Literally, I said to Chip, I was like, what are we wearing?
Yeah. And you guys have to, ironically and non-ironically, take 1,000 photos.
1,000 photos.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Just me and the kiddos. I love it. Anyway,
amazing.
I'm going to have to get off of here soon. But let me tell you how proud I am that we even got to 40 minutes because the first note, I took Beans for a walk before this and all of their ears just went at the W word.
Yes.
Before this, and I heard a noise. My first note is just, have you ever thought about how crazy woodpeckers are? like it's wild that they just bang their fucking head all day.
Dude, one, that is crazy. And two, one of my notes is, are ironing boards the best design we have for this thing? Because that shit sucks. Elliot took a video of me for like 2 minutes in our hotel room trying to set up this little tiny ironing board, and it would
the
not
legs,
go.
It's always crazy.
And I was like, have we not advanced this design at all? What is happening? As much as we think we're young and dumb and carefree, these are the thoughts of millennial women.
I'm like, come on, Japan. find something better for us.
Give me something that I don't have to crank up.
I was thinking about woodpeckers. I was like, that's crazy.
And then they are crazy.
I was like, that's wild. If you get bored and your parents are like, what kind of bird are we? Hummingbird. They're like, you about to bang your fucking head.
Yep.
Forever. And then I started thinking about, there was a brief moment in time when Britney Spears was still had custody of her little boys, yeah, where she would do a Woody the Woodpecker impression, like a lot.
Yes, and it was pretty good. And
it was fucking fire.
Yeah. And it was hard to be like, stop doing that, because it was good.
People be like, Britney Spears has lost it. I was like, have you seen her Woody the Woodpecker impression?
It's really good.
That bitch is still performing. She's killing it.
It would be crazy if it was bad, okay?
Yeah, and she was like, ha ha ha. No, she honestly verbatim. I was like, yep, that's Woody. It has the Woody the Woodpecker guy died. Yeah. Britney Spears can save us.
She's always been an artist. It's incredible. Wow.
Well, the last 2 minutes of this pod went off the rails.
A bit unhinged, but you know, tis the energy today.
By the way, guys, who are still listening.
Yeah,
we've got some fun coming up this weekend. First of all, this Mike Get Real is going to go up on Saturday, because we Grace is traveling, and also because the Drag Race finale is happening. So we're like, we're not going to sit on that for a fucking week. So it's going to go up Saturday. But also on Saturday is our 420 live stream. So if you are not a patron, get up in there, because Grace and I are going to be absolute maniacs on the live stream. And then also we're bringing each other food that we would want to eat high.
Yeah, the best 420 snacks or a food. And I was also going to say we could make cocktail, like weed cocktails. But
oh,
like,
my God.
Very, very light dosage. We'll
see. Okay, I'll be nervous. I'm into it.
We're going to figure it out. But if you're interested, sign up for our Patreon.
It's going to be so much fun. Yep. Well, go meet some people you've never met. Get on bodies of water. See some stingrays jump.
Yeah. Other Florida stuff. I've already lived inside of a Lisa Frank folder today. So I'm going to decompress for a second before the nighttime cometh and we figure out what we're doing.
Ooh, and I'm going to go eat so much fried rice.
Excellent.
I can't wait. This got weird.
Yep.